Blog Talk Radio.
Because God is moving. When you begin to tell him you need him, afternoon, everyone. Good evening. I want to thank you for just calling in and taking some time out to get into the presence of the Lord, because that is what God has set us apart to do. We've been quarantined for a long time, set apart. I want to thank you again. This is Pastor Teresa, and I am excited, truly excited, about what God is doing in this season. Father, we just thank you right now because we know that you're all-knowing. You don't make mistakes, and you are a true and living God. So, Father, we ask you that you would hide me behind the cross. Father, and let your word come forth, words of encouragement, words of establishment, Lord God, that we'll take everything that's not like you, and it will be tossed and lost, Lord God, and will be found in you, Father. So I thank you for what you're doing and how you're moving in this season. And my spirit says amen. Glory to God. Truly, I'm excited because I choose to be excited about what God is doing. I'm going to talk about today how to avoid falling into sin by keeping your eyes on the prize. Keeping your eyes on the prize. It doesn't matter what you go through. It doesn't matter what you lose or what you think you have lost. Just know the prize is still there. I want to talk about how to avoid falling into sin. You know, sin has a way of captivating each and every one of us if we allow it to happen. So we have to choose. We have to make a choice that we're going to keep our eyes on the prize. And I like to say, we don't lose with what God used. So we have to use the tools that God gives us in this season. We're going to be taking this to another level. I want you to begin to put that in your spirit. I'm going to another level. I'm not staying in the same place that I have been. When the year came in, we prophesied and we talked about this is a new era. This is a new, not just a new season, but it's a whole new decade, a whole new decade of blessing. We also talked about it's the year of the mouth. Amen. Well, what could that possibly be? God is speaking, and he wants us to open up our mouths. Sometimes we get so busy and so caught up that we dare to open up our mouths and release what God is saying. You know, as I listen to minister to people and counsel people, I feel the pain of not hearing words of encouragement. The people of God and even the world need to be encouraged. But no, we're falling into temptation, so we're not in the right place to give those words of encouragement. You know, God's word always tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Amen. But in his word, God records the life of his greatest saints, the warts and all. He tells us about Noah. Look, Noah was a drunken. Moses, he had a temper. Elijah, depression. And Peter, he was the cowardness in him. And however, even David, you know, a man after his own heart. It was always something that was going on. So we have to know that we have to stay hidden in Christ. You know, we can't be emotional and serve God. We have to be dead men walking. And for those that like to hear it, dead women walking. What does that mean? I'm not affected by what I hear. I'm not tossed this way and that way because I see myself as a tree planted by the rivers of water and not being moved. So when temptation comes or an opportunity to sin, I'm looking for it. I am seeking it. Don't get me wrong. Sometimes we all fall. But the key is we don't stay down. We're back up and bouncing. Amen? Amen. So I want you, if you can, and I won't be with you long, but I want you to turn to 2 Samuel chapter 11. When you get an opportunity, read verses 1 through 27. And this is good. And it's talking about how to avoid falling into sin. You know, we must stay busy doing God's will. We must be sensitive to God's warning. And we must remember God's watchfulness. Because sometimes we act as though God is not watching us. We act any kind of way. Yes, we put on our pretty face on Sundays. Amen. We're going to wear our Sundays best. We're on our best behavior. Can you imagine what our daddy is saying? Oh, yes. He has a amount of grace to cover us. But at some point, we have to make a decision that I'm not going to abuse the grace of God. I'm not going to continue in sin that God's grace abounds. This thing is serious. You know, that's why we're going through and dealing with what we're dealing with now, because God is trying to call out his people so that we may be in place. You know, I'm going to preach. No, I'm not going to preach. I'm going to teach. No, I'm not going to teach. I'm going to sing. No, I'm not going to sing. We have to make our calling an election sure. This whole virus thing is not about the world. It is about the saints of God getting in place so that the kingdom of God is being established, because we are the kingdom. Amen. Do you ever consider yourself as the kingdom? God wants to establish you. He wants to fortify his kingdom through you. Not that you're qualified, not that I'm qualified, but I'm willing. And the Bible says, if you are willing and obedient, that you'll eat the good of the land. You won't be in line fighting for toilet tissue. You won't be in line fighting to get products nor services. Amen. Because greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. So I asked you to turn to Samuel, 2 Samuel 11, and I'm just going to go over just a few verses. But we're talking about David. Now, at this point in time, David was now about 50 years old, and he had been the king for about 20 years when he committed his greatest sin. Like most of us, we've been through some things. As I said in the beginning, we didn't stay down. We kept getting up. Amen. David never intended to fall into sin. It happened, I'm going to say, in the springtime. You know, at the time when kings go off to war. You know the story about him and Bathsheba and how he planned and plotted and, you know, he was going after what he wanted. With that same diligency, God wants us to chase him, chase his desires, his commands. God wants us to chase his will. Amen. David plotted and planned until he achieved his goals. And a lot of times we are the same way. But God is prophetically speaking, saying he wants us to plan to avoid temptation. Stop running to temptation. Stop running to it. And I'm not even saying run from it, but learn how to be fortified in Christ. And how do we do that? We stay in his presence. We fight the good fight of faith. And we must, absolutely must, have a strong prayer life. When sin come knocking at your door, amen, like this coronavirus, stay in the house. What you going to do with yourself? And a lot of people, as they stay in the house, they're still not giving God the time that he's asking. You know, he has set you apart, and you're finding everything else to do. God is still sitting there asking and begging and beckoning us to come unto him. It's not a chore. It's a joy. Amen. It's a joy to be in the presence of the Lord. It's a joy to get into prayer. It's a joy to talk to God. It's a joy to hear God. It's a joy to be moved by the things of God. It's a joy to know what's going to be in the morning's paper. Amen. So we must make a plan to avoid all temptations. If you know you're tempted in an area, don't plan to be there. Don't plan like David did. David planned. You know the story. He planned and he plotted and he waited until her husband was going to war. And he did what he do. Amen. But it's a time in this season where God is saying to his people, I want you to trust me. Not your abilities, not the government, but I want you to trust me, says the Lord. How do I trust you, Lord? When you look around and you see his glory, when you begin to see the things that when you open your eyes in the morning and you look around, you're looking at his glory. When you look at your loved ones and they're still breathing, it's God's glory. So we're going to start off how to avoid sin by keeping our eyes on the prize. Look around and see the glory of God. Look at the chair that you're sitting in. How it's holding you up. Can you find God in that? I want to make a point about sowing a seed of your time into God, into what God is doing in this season. All the giftings, all the things that you have inside of you, saying to the Lord, yes, I'll give back to you. How do we give back to him? By sowing into others, showing the love of God, forgiving those that have despitefully used you, and sow into their life. You know, call someone up that you know is a hater. Encourage them in the Lord. You know, it's not easy, but it gets better as time goes by. So how do we avoid sin? First, we have to recognize that it is sin. So every day when you plan your plans, don't let it be plots, but let it be plans to do the work of ministry. You don't have to be behind a pulpit. You don't have to be in someone's face to do ministry. All you need is their ear gate. Amen. And then you begin to see the prize. You know, where are you headed? You know, where are you going? Is there a plan for your life? Or are you just answering the door and going with the first horn that blow? Whoever get there first. Okay, give me a minute, I'll be there. Or do you have a plan? In order to have a plan, you must know your purpose. So to avoid sin, let me just give it to you in numbers. First thing we want to do is to have a prayer life so that we may be able to hear God, so that we don't plot, so that we plan for things to be better, not just for ourselves, but for others. And I hope you're taking notes. Establish a sound prayer life. So whatever time you're going to meet the Lord in prayer, make it consistent. Lord, I'll see you at 5. Be there. Because he said, if you seek me early, he said, you'll find me. So begin to seek him early so that you may get the heart of God for the day. And all the things that you go through, and as we go through things during the day, you'll begin to deal with it differently. You know, you'll get to the point when things happen, you'll be like, hey, I'm on from here, because now you can use the strategic plans that God has given you in the beginning of the day. Look for opportunities to solve problems. Don't be the problem. Be a problem solver. Find yourself as being a thermometer. You create the atmosphere. When you come, things are victorious. Why? Because God is here. Because you're there. Now you have an established prayer life. And then I want you to begin to ask God to speak to you. Get your pencil or your ink pen or your computer. Write it down. Write it down and make it plain. Whatever you hear God say for the day, write it down. Be led by the Spirit of the Lord. You know, sometimes you just can't answer the telephone. Sometimes you just can't go, especially right now. You're quarantined for a reason. And it was not ordered by Trump. It has been ordered by the Lord. So he wants us to begin to take this time and recognize what he's doing. This is not a bad thing. This is the Lord's thing. I can show you. And as you continue to avoid sin, because he hates sin, sin separate us from God. Remember that. God said, I hate it. So when sin comes into play, we get pushed away from God. And then you're wondering why you're so irritated. You know, because you opened up the portal, and now the enemy is sitting with you. He's sucking with you. He's right there waiting because he already knows the portal is wide open. We have to shut that door. And the things that we're asking God for, he has a strategic plan on how to get us there. And believe me, it is worth fighting for. So now we're asking God to speak so we can hear him. And then when he speaks, guess what? We follow his command. We cannot be here and there and everywhere, up the streets, down the stairs. It's not our assignment. It's not our call. We have to stay busy with God's will. I want you to write that down. Me busy chasing your will. And back to the scripture, in the Middle East, the spring was a sign of the end of the rain. And so when the road became passable and there was grass for the horses and the packed animal, that's when David, he sent them out with the king's men and the whole Israelite army. But David had a purpose. He had a mission. He was on a mission because he wanted that woman. And he wanted to get the heirs, get everything clear, so that when he made his move, that it would be easy asset. I'm not calling David the enemy, but you have to recognize Satan's plan. He wanted to get a portal open so that he can get in anytime he pleases. Or she can get in anytime she pleases, can get in anytime it pleases. So we have to examine ourselves. And we have to find where's the door open that the enemy has easy access. And as soon as something happened to me, I start swearing. I start cursing. I'm all discombobulated because I'm not steadfast. But on Sunday, I'm all in. Maybe on Bible class, I'm kind of in too. But what about Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday? God is trying to build his kingdom in you. He's trying to build his kingdom in you. God wants thy kingdom to come. He wants thy kingdom to come. What does that mean? When you open up your mouth, thou kingdom come. I want you to eat on that. I want you to eat on what God wants you to do. In order to know, we have to get in his presence, establish our prayer life, ask God to speak, hear his voice, begin to prophetically write what you hear. Do it every morning. Meditative time with God. 15 minutes, 20 minutes, let it start your day. Let it become personal time with God. You can do it 3 times a day now, even more, because you're quarantined. Amen. God know how. What the Lord said to me was, I got my people just where I want them. He said, to myself. Amen. To myself. So God want, and I have mentioned to a lot of people about the internet radio, and some of my daughters are coming forth. Some of my sons are coming forth. I'm going to say our sons and daughters. They're coming forth. And this line will be every day. And we're taking it to another level. So if you're on this line and you know that you got ministry all in you, you know that you need to preach or teach the gospel of Jesus Christ, even if you got a song in your spirit. Elder and I are opening the doors so that you may be able to come forth, so that you can encourage someone else. Encourage someone else. It's all about being a blessing. It's all about being a blessing so that others can find their way to Christ. But if we live in this sinful lifestyle, and God hates sin, and God separate himself from sin, then where is he in our lives? All we're going to depend on is grace, because his grace is sufficient. Amen. It depends on where you are spiritually. Must we continue in sin that God's grace abound? For a little break, I want you to get your Bibles while we're breaking, and I want you to read the scripture, chapter 11, verses 1 through 27, and I want you to just marinate in your spirit. I won't go back.
Of the Lord, I've been
free,
delivered, and in your presence, Lord.
I'm waiting for this moment right here. I'm waiting on.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm so happy that I made that choice. I made that decision not to go back to the way it used to be. So you surround yourself with people of God, people that want to encourage you, even when you fall or when you fail, that they say, get back up, like coaches. Keep it going. Keep it moving. Amen. But I want to encourage everyone. We have taken the line to another level. So now we have taken it so that we can do our Skype. Our board is now 2 hours, at least 2 hours. We can open up and you can talk. You can have words. So those that are on the line, and I know, I believe Elder is on the line. Are you with me, Elder?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Elder will be coming on starting this month. He's starting his line, and I'm not sure what day, but we're doing the calendar as we speak. And then I believe we have Evangelist Hardaway. She will be coming on. And then we have Evangelist Milton. She will be coming on. We have a lineup, and we will be posting the lineup. We know we have Brother Dave coming on Tuesdays, and Sister Cherie coming on once a month. Our calendar is getting full. I'm excited, because I understand that it's all about the kingdom. Would you like to have words, Elder?
Oh, thank you.
Amen, amen. Well, what I want to do is I want to encourage you in the Lord. I want to encourage you, if you know someone that you would like to sponsor or you would like to have them come on to be your guest, if you see an anointing in them and you would like to bring them forth, if you know that this would cause some manifestations to come in their life, because we grow as we go. It don't happen overnight. They were healed as they went. So you have to be found doing. Keep yourself busy. Stay focused. Hear the heart of God. Move by his command. Amen. We are excited. We're going to be doing streaming television, and it's all starting this month. So it's not by accident that you're here in this season. So ask God, you know, if you got someone in your heart that you will, a program that maybe God has put in your spirit, we want to do all of that. We want to help to cause things to manifest, making time for God. That's what it's all about, so that you can complete his task. Complete his mission. Amen. So I'm going to say glory to God, to whom all blessings flow. Just get lost in him. You know, just get lost in him. And I'm telling you, when you're lost in God, you are protected in every single area, in your thoughts, your mind, your will, and your emotions. Amen. I just want to come forth because the Lord sanctioned me to do what I'm doing today. And with that being said, if there is any comments, I will open the board for a minute. If anyone wants to say anything, I don't want to leave you out. And if there's not any comments, I just want to tell you to stay encouraged. Encourage someone. Keep fighting the good fight of faith. Stay faithful in face of temptation. Amen. Amen. So at this time, I'm going to move off the line. And amen. I'm going to release you off the line. I'm going to close out with a word of prayer. Okay. I'm going to close these lines off. No comments. Amen. Father, we just thank you. We're gracious to you, Lord God. We ask you, Father God, that you would make plans in our heart to avoid temptation. God, that you would show us how to fight the good fight of faith. That you would show us, Lord God, how to have positive behavior. Lord God, when gossip comes, that we'll go the other way, Lord God. If we're not building up, if we're not encouraging, Lord God, that we would have nothing to say. God, I ask you, Lord God, that you would just crown everyone on this line. Father, that their minds would stay on you, God, and that you would give them a strategic plan, that you'll give them thought, Lord God. Father, that you'll show them the way, Father, and you'll bring them to that place of purpose and destiny in their life, God, and you will cause fulfillment to come. And I thank you, Lord God, that their days are in perfect peace because their minds is stayed on you. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that we'll use our weapons. When the enemy comes, that we'll know how to fight. We'll know, Lord God, how to pray. We'll know how to give them the word, Lord God. Father, that we'll be totally equipped and qualified in you. So, Father, as we leave this line, that we will never, ever leave your presence. Father, until we meet again, I ask you to keep us in all of our ways. In Jesus' name we pray. And again, I say, stay safe, stay protected, and stay in the house. God bless you. I want to thank everyone that's still on the line. Praise the Lord. I know we closed out, but I just want to add this one part in. David was not doing what he should have been doing. He should have been leading his soldiers in war when he wasn't. We don't do what we should be doing. We set ourselves up for doing what we shouldn't. When we drop out of Sunday school or we become irregular church members, amen, then we just like David. He stopped doing what he should. But we set ourselves up to do the wrong things. David had been serving God and brought great glory to God that continue even after 3,000 years. But therefore, Satan had to do some things to bring him down, so he set a trap, baiting him with this beautiful Bathsheba. How is the evil one plans for David? And it's for you too. If you're not watchful, you must watch as well as pray. And 1 Peter 5:8, where it says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is as a roaring lion, walking above, seeking whom he may devour. Amen. The enemy is out there. The enemy is there. He want to catch you doing what you shouldn't be doing. Why? Because you're not covered and protected when you're out there doing things you shouldn't be doing. So unaware of Satan's scheme to devour him, David was filled with passion and lust. One evening, David got up from his bed and walked around on the roof. Isn't that something? He really wanted to be seen. He went on the roof of the palace. And from the roof, he saw a woman bathing. The woman was beautiful. Amen. David couldn't handle it. But in David's time, roofs were flat, providing a place for the people to rest on and in the cool of the evening. So the roof of his palace was high enough for him to see, and he was towering over the surrounding homes because it was a palace. David had a plan. He saw this gorgeous, stunning woman, and she was taking a bath. And instead of turning away, David was aroused at the sight of her naked body. How does David most famous descendants, Jesus Christ, condemned his thoughts? Listen to what he said in Matthew 5:28. This is Jesus talking. Jesus said, but I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her has committed adultery. Isn't there something within his heart? So David was going after sin. Amen. He wasn't running away from sin. He had him a good view. So we have to be sensitive to God's warning. It's easy to fall prey into the enemy's trap. And the thing about it, this woman was married. And I'm not going to go on and on, but I wanted to get that point in. David had a view. And the view wasn't the view that God had for him. Because what happened? She ended up having what? A baby? Amen? And she had a husband, Uriah. He was a Hittite. And it led from one thing to another. And it turned the whole course of the plans around that God had. But God has a way of making everything work together for his good. Amen. So I just want to encourage you how to avoid falling into sin. Keeping your eyes on the prize. Not on the sin, not on the temptation. Amen. God is good. God is faithful. And God is always, always right on time. Amen. I just want to go on and on, but I don't want to keep you. But I wanted to get that in. I wanted to tell you that we must remember that God is watchful. And he's always watching us. He neither sleeps nor slumber. He's a God that's always watching us. And one day, when the gates swing open, God's going to say, did you complete the work that I sent you to do? Amen. We don't want to be lost and tossed. We want to say, there's nobody like Jesus. and that we are victorious. Amen. God bless everyone. Thank you again. Stay tuned up and stay in faith. God bless you.
We are victorious.